Today's shir is Masechta Zvachim Daf Samach Tes. We will begin Beis Hashem Yisbaruch Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis. Three lines from the bottom. Toshma. In our previous shir, the Gemara taught us a machlokus of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. The opinion of Rav was that if Malika was done with the small with the left hand, or the Malika was done at night, that bird, even though the nevela of a kosher bird is metama beis ablia, where one swallows it, that bird will not be metama beis hablia. Whereas if the malika was done by Azar, by Yisrael, or besaken, if it was done not through the fingernail of the kohen, it would be considered a nevela as metama beis hablia. Rabbi Yochanan, we learned, says Zar a metama beis hablia. He disagrees with Rav regarding the halacha of Azar, and he holds that if Yisrael does the Malika, Eimetam Beis Abliya, it's not considered Tumas Nevela. He ever does agree, Besakin, Metam Beis Abliya. And presumably, the reason for Rabbi Yochanan, because we do find, as we discussed in our previous year, that under certain circumstances, Azar does Malika, that's by Abama, but a sack an Abama, Yisrael is allowed to do the Malika, whereas with a sacking, with a knife, Malika may never be done. And since with a sacking, Malika may never be done, that's why Rabbi Yochanan holds that a sacking, he agrees with Rav, if Malika was done with a knife, it's Matam Beis Abliya. Says the Gemara Toshma, the Gemara begins with a question, Toshma, the Gemara begins with a question on the opinion of Rav. The Mishnah said, Zaklal, this Mishnah made a rule. Which Malika is Matama Beis Abliya, and which Malika is not Matama Beis Abliya? And the Mishnah says, Kol Shaya Sula B'Kodesh, if it, as we discussed in our previous year, in explaining what the word Sula B'Kodesh means, Rashi said Sula means that the disqualification happened in the Azara. Tosfos explained that the psul, the disqualification, happened after it was ready kodesh with a kli shoris. Kol she haya psul b'kodesh, anything that is fine, but there was a disqualification because psul b'kodesh, then the special halacha of nevelas won't apply. And any matam begun beis ablia. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, we know whenever the Mishnah uses the word kol, the word kol comes to include something which would not have been included otherwise. So we understand that the word kol, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is lesuya zar, as we just said. The Rabbi Yochanan teaches us that if a zar does malika, it's not metama beis abliya. El Rav asked the Gemara, according to Rav, what does the word kol lesuya mai? What does the word kol come to teach us? Ask the Gemara. Ulatamech, ask the Gemara, according to what you're suggesting, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah is understandable. So let's continue. The way the Mefarshim explained this Gemara, as we just read, the Mishnah said the word kol psul b'kodesh. Anything that happened in the kodesh is metame beis abliya. V'kosh ena metame b'kodesh. It doesn't want to say the word kol again, but presumably, says the Gemara, the word kol is going to both cases. So if we say the word kol is coming to add something, so ask the Gemara, Tameich, when the Mishnah uses the words loy hayu psul b'kodesh, and we say that the word kol is referencing that statement as well, shaloy hayu psul b'kodesh l'suyimai, Ella, what are you going to explain? Ella says the Gemara, I'll tell you how we could perhaps explain the Gemara. Explain the Mishnah. Kol, when the Mishnah used the word kol in the Reisha, es l'suye shchitzes kachem b'fneim, that even though there was no malik at all, the way the bird was killed, it was killed with shchita. Still, since the halacha is, if this bird, which should have, of course, been killed with Malika, was killed b'shchita, The halacha is im olalei teirid. If it's put on the mizbeach, it should not be taken off. And since the halacha is that if it's put on the mizbeach, it should not be taken off, that's why it's considered that the shechita accomplished something. And since it's considered that the shechita accomplished something, it's not metame beis ablia. And the sefer has come to teach us a case on melichas chulin b'chutz. If somebody has chulin and he did melika on it outside of the azara, so there's nothing kaddish about it. It's chulin bird. It's melika is never an option for chulin bird, and that's why it's metam. That's what the kol is coming to teach us. Then in that case, it will metama beis ablia. So therefore, our mishnah, which the gemara wanted to say, was perhaps a raya to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, is not a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. But suggests the Gemara, Tanya Kavasa to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. It says the braisa, Malka Zor or Malka Apostle, if Yisrael or a apostle, like a Balmum, a Kohen who's a Balmum, did the Malika, and furthermore, a Pigo Vanois Vatame, any bird carbon that is Pigo, Nois, or Tame, the locha is Ematam Beis Abliya. So we see that the braisa clearly indicates that Malika is kosher with a zar. And that's why our Mishnah, that's why that completely supports the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, to which Rabbi Yitzchak comments, Shmati Shtayim, I heard two halachas about a situation where something was done improperly. Achas was kamitza zar. I heard the halacha about a zar who did the kamitza. And achas, I heard the halacha regarding the malika zar, where zar did the malika. And continues Rabbi Yitzchak in commenting, achas teirid, by one of them, the halacha teaches us that it should be taken off the mizbeach. Vachs loy teirid, in one situation, the halacha does not require that if it's Allah, it was put on the mizbeach lo yerid, it should be left there. It says the Gemara Yodana, but I don't know which is where. Am Chizkiah, to which Chizkiah says, Mistabra shkemitza teirid, that if the kemitza was done by a zar, that should be removed from the mizbeach. Or malika, but on the other hand, if the zar did the malika, the halacha will be loy teirid, it should remain on the mizbeach. Of course, ask the Gemara, Mashna, why are we saying that by the malika of the zar, that if it was put on the mizbeach, the halacha is that loy teirid, it should remain on the mizbeach, whereas on the other hand, not. It says, when mashna malika, the yeshna babama, because malika was done on the bama, and since malika was done on the bama by a zar, therefore, it should remain on the mizbeach, because there is a precedent for malika being done by a zar. So ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're learning, kamitza yesh, kamitza nam yesh to b'bama. The kamitza that was done by a zar is also kosher by a bama. So why are we differentiating between kamitza and malika? V'chi tema, and if you'll argue, ein milcha b'bama, there is no kamitza milcha by bama. So if that's the approach you're taking, so then ein oifas nami b'bama, then there's also no birds brought on the bama. Damrav sheshel divrei ama yesh milcha b'bama. These two halachas travel together. Divrei ama yesh milcha b'bama, the opinion that holds that there were kamitza milchas on the bama, will also hold yesh oifas b'bama, there were kabanas brought from birds on the bama. My tama, what's the reason that we say that they travel together? Because the pasuk says, "V'yishalchus nabnei Yisrael v'yalo oila v'yizbuchu zvachim shlomim l'Hashem parim." This refers to the bama that Moshe Rabbeinu built by Har Sinai. So we learn from here, zvachim v'loy menachas, zvachim v'loy oifus. Only animal kabbanis were brought, not menachas and not oifus. So we're back to where we started. What's the basis for differentiating between a mincha and that we say didn't take place in a bama and kamitza and oifus did take place? Says the Gemara, Ela'emash ain't kiddush kli b'kli sharas b'mincha b'bama. As we've learned many times, an essential part of the avoida by a kavan mincha is after they did the kmitza, they used to put the kaimitz into klisharis, and that klisharis was then taken to the mizbeach. But there were no klisharis by Obama. And since there were no klisharis by Obama, now we could understand, if there was no klisharis by the Obama, we could well understand why there was no mincha by the Obama, because it wasn't possible to do it. Whereas Malika doesn't have that requirement. That's why you could have Malika by Obama. That's why Malika done by Zar is Imala Loi Tered, and not by Kmitza, Dalach is Imala Tered, because there's no precedent of doing Kmitza with a Zar. I saw the Panim Yafis explains that there's a famous Gemara. The Gemara Masechta Brachas, the beginning of Masechta, Daf Gimel Beis, says that the Zakenim came to David HaMelech and said, Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Panasim. That Klai Yisrael don't need Panasim. They need to have a method of Panasim, of financial stability. And they had a dialogue with David HaMelech, and David HaMelech says, L'chu espanesu zu mezu, let everybody support one the other. And their response was, Ein ha-kaimitz mazbiyas ari. Poshpsha means that there's not enough commerce, economy amongst Klal Yisrael. The Panim Yafis has an interesting explanation. He says that when Klal Yisrael brought the Karban Mincha, the kmitza that they brought with the kmitza that they brought with the Karban Mincha, that's what brought Panosa to Klal Yisrael. And what they said to David HaMelech is, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash yet. We only at this point have a Bama. And in a Bama, there's no Karban Mincha. If there's no Karban Mincha, we don't have the Kaimitz that's brought on the Mizbeach from the Karban Mincha that brings Panosa to Klal Yisrael. And that's why we have to come up with another approach. We learned in the Mishnah that if Malika was done with Smola Belaila, that the Malika was done with the left hand or by night, the Loch is that would not be Matama, the Beis Ablia, that situation, somebody who ate it would not have the tumas oif, would not have that tumah that we have when somebody eats a nevela of a kosher bird. Tana Baram begins the brisa. Yochol shetei malika shilafnim. We would think that if malika was done on a bird in the azara, matam of gadol Beis Ablia, that it should be treated like a nevela. And the posh pshan in the Gemara is, because we would assume that since the bird was killed with Malika, a bird that's killed with Malika is Nevela. And therefore we would think, Yochashtei Malika, Shilafnim et Tama begodna beis ablia, Tama loyma the Pasuk says, V'kol nefesh shetoich ha Nevela, Trefa bezrach or beger, V'chibas begodna v'rochs b'mayim v'tame ed ara v'tayar. This Pasuk is speaking about the Aloch that we've been speaking about. Nevelas oif tar, the Nevela of a kosher bird, because a nevela of behemoth tameya has very different halacha. The nevela of a animal is matama b'magba masa by carrying it or touching it, nothing to do with eating. And the pasuk is coming to teach us the nevelas oif tar is matama when it's beis ablia, and the pasuk says the word nevela. The pasuk is coming to teach us that if there was malika, it's not going to Metama. Says the Gemara, I don't understand that. Han Nevela, this bird that had Malika and his puzzle is a Nevela. And therefore, if it's a Nevela, ask the Gemara, why are you suggesting, ask the Gemara, that it should not be Metama? Why are you saying it's not Metama based on Blia? So our Gemara had just said that an animal that was killed with Malika does not have Tumas Beis Ablia. Rashi explains that this pasuk is to teach us about a case of somebody ate a chat oil sa'if, instead of burning on the Mizbeach, he ate it. They're still not going to have Tumas Nevela. But says Rashi, if somebody ate a chat sa'if that was killed through Malika and was brought properly, the Torah says that carbon chatas should be eaten. And since the Torah clearly indicates that that carbon chata should be eaten, I don't need a pasuk to tell me. The Torah tells the kohen to eat it. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that if you're going to eat it, you're going to be tamei. Why would you be tamei if you did exactly what the Torah said? However, the Ravid says that the pasuk is necessary to teach us a case where, let's say, it was a zor who ate the chatas oif that was brought properly that had malika. Since the Torah never allowed a zor to eat the chatas oif, so maybe when a zor eats a chatas oif, he should be subject to tumas beis ablia. Teaches us the Gemara that he wasn't allowed to eat it. It's a serious avera, but he won't be chayiv for eating. He won't have the situation of tumas beis ablia. Reb Chaim Oizer in the Achiezer says a very interesting point. He says that if a zor eats a chatas oif, in addition to violating the lav of kol zor lo yochel kodesh, he's not allowed to eat something that he's not supposed to eat. He also will be considered that he ate an avela. Because he explained, as we said many times, when a bird is killed with malika, it's really an avela. It's only for kahanim that the Torah said it's not an avela, because it's a special instruction to kahanim. But as far as non-kahanim are concerned, this is an avela. So it's going to be a very interesting situation, points out Dachiezer. The Yisrael who ate a chatas oif is considered as if he ate an avela. There's a special din that we're learning in our Gemara, that even though the halacha is considering as if this person, this Yisrael, ate nevela, there's a new din that he won't be considered as if he won't have tumas nevela. But that's only one unique halacha, but that doesn't change that he ate nevela. So we're back to where we started. Ella, how do we know that if somebody ate a bird that was killed by malika, no matter who did the malika, the halacha is that there's no tumas beis ablia? Says the Gemara, Ella tamalayma treifa. The pasuk says the word treifa. And as we're going to learn later in the shir and the next shir, that only a nevela which is similar to a treifa is metama beis ablia, but nevela which is not similar to treifa is not metama beis ablia. And the Gemara explains what it means. Ma treifa shema teresas iser. When a bird or animal is considered treifa, it doesn't make anything kosher. Af kol she'ema teresis iser. Any nevela of a bird that didn't make something osir mutter, that's where there's a din of tumas beis ablia. Yotze malika shehi lefnim. When a malika was done in the azara, shehoil v'mataris iser, that since through malika, the halacha is, as we keep on repeating in our shir, the halacha will tell us im ola leiteret, and therefore such when malika is done, aim atam begon the beis ablia. It won't be considered in vela. That's matam begon the beis ablia. Hevi, so this comes to teach us hamoilik ketz chefet simin kachim bechutz. If somebody does malika on a bird outside the azara, the halacha is that the malika is nothing, and umayle chulah bein b'fnim bein b'chutz, or you do malika on a bird that's not kachim, hoyel ve'em etamim smisser, since that malika didn't accomplish anything, it didn't accomplish that im ola la yared, since it didn't accomplish anything, the halacha is it will have the special tumah of tumah beis ablia. But tam begon beis ablia. Continues the Gemara Tanya Idach, a different braisa. Yochel yehei shchitus chulin lefnim. If somebody shechted a bird in the azara, or kachim beim lefnim beim mechitz, or if somebody did shchita on kachim, a bird that's kachim, inside or outside the azara, metam beis ablia, since what you did was not supposed to do, done, a bird that's chulin should not be killed in the azara. A bird that's kachim should not. A bird that's kachim should be killed by malika. So we would think that it's not subject, should, it should be considered an avela. I mean, time based ablia. Time alone with the pasuk says, "V'chol nefesh toichel nevela v'treifa be'ezrach u'beger v'chibes begad v'chotz rochas b'mayim v'tomei ad ha'or v'teir." The Torah says nevela. We learn from here that a chulin bird that was killed in the Azara, or kachim that was shechted in the Azara outside the Azara, even though they're pasul, since the nana nevela na'atamei. Says the Gemara, I don't understand what you said. Hanami, chulin, that chulin or kachim that were not done properly are nevela. So why are you saying they don't have the dinner nevela? Says the Gemara again, el tam loimer, well, how do we notice halacha? From the word treifa. And the pasuk is coming to treifa, teach us, ma treifa shove befnim kibachutz. The iser, if it's a treifa, that we may not partake of it, doesn't make a difference if it took place in the Azara or outside the Azara. Af kol, only when we speak about a nevela of a oif tar, shavas befnim mibachutz. Only in a halacha that treats inside the Azara and outside the Azara the same way. Yotze shchita schulim befnim, if the shchita was done inside the Azara, or kachim beim befnim or beim bechutz, or kachim that were done either inside the Azara or outside the Azara, hayo lo shava befnim bechutz. The Gemara will explain what that statement means in a moment. Eim etamim begadim aves ablia, it won't have the special tuma of tumas begadim aves ablia. Explains the Gemara. Bishlama, when the Brisa said that, when the Brisa said shchita chulin lo shava befnim bechutz, that the halacha of shchita of chulin is not the same inside the Azara and the same outside the Azara, and that's why is not metame beis abliya, very understandable. Because when you shecht a kosher bird outside the Azara, you didn't do anything wrong. You did exactly what you were supposed to do. So since the halacha is that when you shecht a kosher bird outside the Azara, everything is fine. So now the pasuk taught us that when you did that in the Azara, which is a shechita psula, it's a shechita that should not have taken place. You're not supposed to shecht birds that are chulin in the Azara. It's not matama beis ablia. El kachim, but ask the Gemara, when we speak about kachim, the halacha is, idvi idi, when you do shechita on kachim, whether you did it inside the Azara or whether you did it outside the Azara, in both of these cases, you did the wrong thing because you weren't supposed to do shechita. You're supposed to do malika, even in the Azara, and certainly outside the Azara, you shouldn't have done anything. Amar Rava, to which Rava explains, the reason if somebody shechted kachim b'chutz, there is no tumas beis ablia. It's the reason is shemehila shechitas l'chutz l'chay v'karis. You know what it accomplished? That Tarak Dosha teaches us, Ish Ish Rebes Yisrael, Ashi Yishchat Shari Kesav Ha'ez B'machna, Oy Ashi Yishchat Nechutz L'machna, V'apesch Moed L'yaviyu. This is the pasuk that teaches us the locha of Shrutei Chutz, that you're not allowed to shecht a carbon outside the Azara. The pasuk continues, V'nichrasa V'apesch Moed L'yaviyu, says the Torah, what have we accomplished? That the person going to be chayiv karis. So obviously, the shechita does account for something. Because if the shechita doesn't account for anything, so then why would the person who did the shechita outside the Azara be chayiv as chayiv karis? So if it accomplishes that much that it could bring him to chayiv karis, loitoyla latar b'dei nevela, certainly should accomplish that it should not have the tum of Nevelis Oiftar. Ashkechon, so now we've been able to understand why if somebody shechted kachim b'chutz, it's not subject to tumas Nevelis Oiftar. Ask the Gemara, so, but how do we know that that will be also the halacha b'fnim enolon, that if you shechted kachim inside the Azara, bird inside the Azara, there won't be tumas Nevelis Oiftar, to which the Gemara says, as we just learned a moment ago, Horesh Lo Shav B'Fnim B'Chutz. If the Halacha B'Chutz teaches us that there's no Tuma, so then the Halacha will teach us that if there was Shechita B'Fnim, there also won't be any Tuma. Says the Gemara Hachi, if that's the case, that when we speak about Tumas Beis Abliya, there's a new Halacha. That the halacha is that whatever takes place outside the Azara, the halacha has to be outside and inside the same. So then, mola kachim b'chutz, nami loy. If somebody did malika on kachim outside the Azara, there should be no tumas beis ablia. Shloi shava b'fnim b'chutz. Because let's think about it. Somebody did malika on kachim inside the Azara, so he did exactly what the Torah wants him to do. So if he did exactly what the Torah wants him to do, certainly that's not a nevela, as we said before. And certainly, in such circumstances, there won't be tumas beis ablia. So if you did it b'chutz, it was saying now b'fnim and b'chutz have to be treated the same way. It should not be subject to tumas beis ablia. Says the Gemara, Amar of Sima Barashi, Don and Shloi Bech Sheri, B'dov and Shloi Bech Sheri. If somebody shechted kachim, if somebody shechted kachim improperly instead of doing malika, medava b'shloi bech sheiroi, when he shechted kachim b'chutz, both of them are doing something wrong. V'ein donim, but we can't learn the halacha of shloi bech sheiroi. We can't learn the halacha of malika kachim b'chutz, what the halacha should be if it's tamei or not. From the halacha of somebody doing medav shech sheiroi, for somebody doing it properly, but somebody did malika on kachim in the Beis Hamikdash, where he did exactly what the Torah wants him to do. Ask the Gemara, is that true? That there's such a rule that ain't done in shloi bech sheiroi? We don't learn the halacha of something that was done improperly from something that was done properly. V'loi, v'tanya, the Brayse says menayin liyotze. That if a murim of a carbon were taken outside of the Azara, Shemala Layerit, that the halacha is that if they were put back on, they were brought back in and put on the Mizbeach, they are allowed to be left there. Shreyotze Kashim Obama. The same, because there is no concept of the Azara of Mechitzis by Obama. Says, ask the Gemara, I don't understand. By Obama, there's no concept, as we're learning, of Yotze. There's no concept of something being taken out from where it belongs. So since there's no concept of taking it from where it belongs, so of course you didn't do anything wrong. But taking a carbon outside the Azara, a murim outside the Azara, is not supposed to be done. How are we learning one from the other? If we now have a new rule that ain't done, we don't learn Dov Shloim Mechsheroi, when something was done improperly, midava b'achsher, from something was done properly. And it's the Gemara Tana, the Braisa is relying on Zois Taurus Oila, that the Torah says Zois Taurus Oila, which teaches us Reba, that anything that's done is put on the Mizbeach Samachlai. That word Taurus is coming to teach us that even if something is posel, em Oila loy Taurit, that it should be left there, and therefore sometimes it remains there, sometimes it doesn't. Zois says sometimes yes and sometimes not. But it's not based on learning the halacha of when something was done improperly from when something was done properly. It says the Mishnah, Malak v'nimtas treifa. If Malika was done and it turned out to be treifa, the halacha is that, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Rameya, I'm in a time of Beis Abliya. It will not be Matama on Beis Abliya. Rav Yochanan disagrees, and Rav Yehuda disagrees, and he says Matama, that it is Matama on the Beis Abliya. Om Rameya, to which Rameya comments, Kavachomer, how do I know that if Malika was done, and it turns out to be a treifa, there is no Tumas Beis Abliya? I base it on the following Kal v'chomer. Im nevelas behema. If we talk about the nevela of an animal, shematama maga masa, that is a much more serious tuma than the tuma of a nevelas oif tar, because it's even metama the maga masa by touching or carrying. The halacha is shchitasoi metares truvasim metumasoi, the shchita on this behema will accomplish that even if the animals are treifa, as we said many times, even if you shecht an animal, proper shchita, but it turns out that the animals are treifa. So you're not allowed to eat the animal. But you have what you have accomplished with the shchita is that it's not a nevela. So nevela is a oif. When we speak about a oif, that its tumas nevela is a weaker tumma. She'ena matama b'magma masa. It's only matama b'beis habliya. Ena din shite shchita is matarasa truvhesa matamasai. So certainly the halacha ought to teach us that the shchita of such a bird accomplishes that there's no tumas beis habliya. Mamet sinu, and says the Gemara, so if, continues the Mishnah, Mamet sinu says Rameya, that the shchita of a bird, shemachsharta lachila, that it makes, the shchita makes that you can eat the bird, and it also accomplishes, betarasim mitrafasim mitumasai, if it's a trefa, it, even though it is not going to be allowed to be eaten, but it's not a nevela, so too, shchita, the malika of a kachem bird that makes it edible, because that's, as we've been learning, the way to bring this bird as a carbon, that if it turns into, if it turns out that it's a trefa, it wouldn't have tumas beis habliya. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Reb Meir, and he doesn't accept the Kavachomer, and he doesn't accept, therefore, the extension of the Kavachomer for the Mamet Sinu. And he says, a bird that's trefa, the fact that you have Malika or Shchita won't help, that it shouldn't have Tumas Beis Habliya. Rav Yossi, a Medaya Kinevelis Behema. If you want to learn the halacha of a Nevelis Oif, it has to be Kinevelis Behema. Shchita Meterasai. What makes an animal that was slaughtered properly, not subject to Tumah? The fact that it was a Shchita. So yes, says Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, that I'll agree that if there was a Shchita on a bird, and the bird turns out to be a Trefa, it'll accomplish that it won't have Nevela, that it won't have Tumas Nevela. But here we're not talking about Shchita. We're talking about Malika. Shchitas Meterasai, Shchita can make that it won't be subject to Tumah, not Malika. So why? And what's, so why are they arguing on Rameyer? Because even though, of course, we learn a Kavachomer, but a Kavachomer could only be learned when the halacha we're learning has to be similar to the original halacha. We can't otherwise learn a Kavachomer. And that's why it's this Kavachomer, the Rameyer proposed, says the Gemara, is a violation of the concept of Dayoi. Ask the Gemara, and Rameya loy darish, does Rameya not learn Dayoi? I'll bring you a proof, says the Gemara, Dayoi Daraisa, that Kavachomers are qualified through the concept of Dayoi as a Din Daraisa. The Tanya, the Pasuk says that the Din Kavachomer Ketzat, where do we find a Kavachomer in the Torah? When Miriam was punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for speaking Lashon Hara by Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Pasuk says, V'yom HaShem HaMoshe V'aviyah Yorok Yorok B'fanel, if Haloi Tikolim Shivas Yomim, if somebody, if a child, a daughter, didn't act respectfully to her father, she should be, in Mitzayrah, she should be suffering for 7 days. So if a father gets upset with the child, it should be 7 days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be 14 days. The Pasuk says, Tisog Yeshiv Hashem B'chutz Mach V'atach Asev, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she would have to be in Chayim for 7 days. Kavachayim L'Shechina, so certainly if HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel is angry at her, the halacha ought to be Abba Asayim, that she should be in punishment for 14 days. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say that Miriam will be punished only for 7 days? Adai Lovim Adin Lias Kanidin. If from a father, it's 7 days, Kavachomer doesn't let us take this into past 14 days. So, of course, the question is, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, by a parent, it's 7 days. By a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it ought to be 14, but it isn't. How do we understand this? So many Rishonim suggest that the Gemara says that Shlosh Shutfim Yesh Ba'adam. The three Gemara Masech Nida, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. That every one of us have three partners in our creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Aviv V'Imai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our parents. Aviv Mazriya Aluvin. The father contributes five things. The mother contributes five things. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu contributes 10 things. So if a parent who contributes five things, suggests the Gemara, and there's a cherim for 7 days, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who kaviyachol supplies double, 10 things, the cherim should be for 14 days, teaches us the Torah, but Dayoi limits it back to seven days. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggest is that if Chas V'Shalom, somebody did something against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the cherim should be forever. How could you go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But we don't find ever more than 14 days. And therefore, at least 14 days it should be. To which the Gemara says, but since we find that the Torah only said 7 days by a parent, and we want to rely on Kavach Haimer, it can't be more than 7 days. So we're back to our question, how could Ramey have learned the Kavach Haimer that he just stated in our Mishnah? That Kavach Haimer is a violation of the principle of Dayoi. Answers the Gemara, Amar, Rav Yossi Bar Ovin, Ramey Kro Ashkach V'Darish. He found a pasuk. The pasuk says, after the Torah speaks about the Tumma of Nevela and Shrotzim, the pasuk says, Zoyz Torah Behemah V'Oif, V'chi Be'ezah Torah Shav Behemah L'Oif, V'Oif L'Behemah. What is Pshat? The pasuk is comparing an animal to a bird to an animal. Behemah Tamei B'Magam Masa. We've been learning that the Nevela of a Behemah is Matama by Magma Masa, and Erif Enim Matam Magma Masa. On the other hand, as we've been also learning, Oif Matam Begonim Beis Abliya, birds have the special Tumah, kosher birds, that you become Tumah when you swallow the bird that's in the Vela. Behema Enim Matam Begonim Beis Abliya. So, what does the Pasuk mean to say when they're connecting them? Eloim Lach to teach us, Ma Behema, Dova Shemachshir L'Achila, if you had Shechita, it accomplishes that even if the animal is a trefa, mitar trefasai mitumasai, it will accomplish that will not be a nevela. Af oif, the same thing as by bird. Tova shemachshira b'achila, what makes the bird edible. Shchita by non-kachim bird. Malika by kachim bird. Mitar trefasai mitumasai, it accomplishes that it will not be considered a nevela, to be considered that it should have Nevel, it should be considered Nevelis Oif Tar, that should be Matam Abes Ablia. Ask the Gemara, so Ramey had a great limud, Rabbi Yehuda Maitama, Rabbi Yehuda that disagrees with Ramey, and he holds that a bird that turns out to be trefa after Shchita Malika is Matam Abes Ablia. And the Shechita Malika don't stop that. Where does he get his psak from? So the Marakrag Ashkav Gdara. She found a pasuk. What is the pasuk? The pasuk says, "Kol nefesh shtoich on the veil of a treifa, kezruch v'gev v'chibes begad v'rochz b'mayim v'tamei avatar." The pasuk is talking about this. The pasuk that teaches us that the veilus oif tor is matama beisabliya. Amr Yehuda, treifa lamanemra. What is the pasuk use the word treifa? Im treifa, and there's a fundamental question. Gemara Masechta Chulin discusses this quite extensively. The definition of a treifa is an animal that has a defect that it can't, that doesn't survive past 12 months typically. So if the halacha says im treifa chaya, and it's not considered something that's not alive, and therefore the halacha is that a treifa that died, it has tumas nevela. Why does the Torah have to tell us? Amura. Even it's like a nevela. So Nevela is already mentioned. And if it doesn't survive, so then the halacha is as soon as it became a treifa, it's a Nevela. Ella havi treifa sheshachta. The pasuk is coming to teach us a new din, that a treifa that you did shechita on is metama a beis abliya. And we don't say the fact that you did shechita on it, the fact that you did shechita on it should accomplish that, just like by an animal that you turned out to be in the treifa, but if you did shechita, it's not metama nevela, it will be metama. So again, because if the treifa can't live, as we said, there's such an opinion in Mesech Techulin, so nevela is already nevela. If it's a treifa can live, then it won't give tumah until it actually dies and becomes a nevela. So treifa doesn't give tumah, and if it died, then it's a regular nevela. And if a treifa can't die, can't live, so the animal, the bird that's a treifa, is really equivalent to a nevela. They both are dead. It must be to teach us that if you shechted a bird and it turns out to be a treifa, it's still going to be considered a nevela. So our Gemara just introduced the concept of the halacha of a treifa, that the definition of a treifa is that it can live 12 months. Says the Ramah that what's going to be the halacha if you have an animal that has a defect that makes it into a treifa, but you see it survived 12 months. So says the Shach, and explain that it's still going to be considered a treifa and it may not be eaten. And the Shach quotes a Tshuvas Rashba. When Chazal said that something is a treifa, the fact is that that becomes the halacha. This is a very important concept. The halacha is what says if something is kosher or not kosher. It's not the physical realities that make that determination. And therefore, since the Chazals identified, and Mitzvah Shem, we're going to learn Mesech Techulin, and we're going to learn what are the treifas. Once Chazal identified the treifa, the reason a treifa may not be eaten is not because it's not going to survive 12 months. The reason a treifa may not be eaten is because the halacha says that a treifa may not be eaten. And therefore, once the halacha identifies that the treifa may not be eaten, it can't be eaten no matter what the situation is. Says the Gemara that, so that's why the Gemara is saying that if you shechted a kosher bird and you found it to be a treifa, it's going to be considered like a nevela, the pasuk is teaching us, and we're metama besamliya. Amalei Rav Shizvi says, Rav Shizvi, El Matad Dixiv. The pasuk says, V'chelev nevela, v'chelev treifa, yaslucha malacha, v'achelo sechlua. Teaches us the pasuk, and this is going to be a very big subject as we go further, that even though a nevela is metama, the chelev of a nevela is not metama. Hasam nami neima. Why don't we say, im treifa chaya, if a treifa could live, and the pasuk is talking about when it died, so then it's a nevela. Vim treifa ena chaya, it's already a nevela. Ella havi treifa sheshachta, that the halach is that if you shechted an animal and turned out to be a treifa, shechel batamai. So why don't we say that if the Torah is teaching us that if you shechted an animal and it turns out to be a treifa, the chayel of his mutter, Wouldn't that be an indication that the chelev is tar? Mechlal, isn't that an indication that that only the chelbay is tar, but not the animal? But says the Gemara, but the animal is tamei. But ask the Gemara, haven't we learned consistently? Damar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Varmalei Mitznitza Tana, the Pasuk says, V'hi yomus ben mehem ashir lechem la'ochla, hanegeya levas yitman erev, the Torah only says that if the animal died without shechita, is there tumas nevela? Shemix behema metama, mix behema ena metama. Veze zu treifa shechta. That if there was shechita on a treifa, it's not going to be a nevela. Not the way you're learning. El a treifa, says the Gemara, when the Torah says chel a treifa, mebayle lemuti temeya. Mishesh le, what we learn from here, we're learning that the chelev of an animal that's not tamei, that's tamei, a non-kosher animal, Mishesh b'mina treifa, an animal that could be a treifa. Yotzezu she'em b'mina treifa, a non-kosher animal. The fact that it's a treifa nut is immaterial. Hakanami. So why don't we say the same thing by bird? Lamuti oif tame, that when we speak about a bird that's a non-kosher bird, that the fact that it's a treifa she'em b'mina treifa is immaterial because you can't eat it if it's a treifa. That's where the halacha will be. That tumas beis habliya is not applicable, but only by a kosher bird that could be treifa, and not by a non-kosher bird. And that's what the person is possibly coming to teach us, but not to teach us that if you did a shechita on a kosher bird, that and it turns out to be a treifa, it will have tumas beis habliya. That we won't agree to.